We're on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we're talking about the Mishnah of Ola. Until now we've been talking about Chatos, and now the Mishnah tells us about the Korban Ola. So let's just very quickly go over the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ha'ola Kodshe Kodshim, which means that, as we'll see, it requires certain specific dinim, like Shechita B'Tzafon and Kibul Dama B'Tzafon. It also means that it becomes possible if it leaves the Azara, that's a din in Kodshe Kodshim, whereas in Kodshim Kalim it could be anywhere in Yerushalayim. Also, there's a special din with regard to Kodshe Kodshim if the Basar comes in contact with what's called a Tvul Yom. Okay, a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom is partially Tomei, not completely Tomei, and there are very special dinim about, specific dinim about a Tvul Yom. One of those dinim is that if a Tvul Yom comes in contact with a Korban Ola or a Korban or a Korban Chatos, a Korban Oshom, then he passes the Korban. And also there's the din of Me'ila that's very unique in Kodshei Kodshim, which is a sugya later on about Kodem Nesinas Adam. Normally in, let's say, Kodshei Kodshim Kalim, Me'ila is generated after Nesinas Adam, but in Kodshei Kodshim there's Me'ila even before Nesinas Adam, and for that we'd have to learn the sugya of Me'ila. So the Mishnah delineates the following: Shitasa b'tzafon, kibul dam b'kli sharis b'tzafon, v'dama ton shtei matonos shein arba. As opposed to the first Mishnah in the Perek, in the case of Chatos, where you required four matonos. Now, the Masifta, if you take a look here on the Mishnah, he points out that shtei matonos shein arba, because that's going to be our subject matter for today, so just to get a little background, he says that there's going to be one matana bezavis mizrachis tzfonis. Okay, mizrachis tzfonis. In other words, there's no matana on mizrachis dromis. Correct. We're now in the tzafon, because even though if he goes up the ramp and he turns to the right, he'll end up in the darom. Right, but that's not relevant to an ola, because an ola is matan damim where? Is it lamala or lamata? Who remembers?
Is it behema?
No. Any ola except for an oaf. Leave out the oaf case. But
lamata.
So if he's lamata, he's not going up to kevesh, so he's not turning to the right. And we mentioned this yesterday. So which one of the four corners is he gonna choose? And the answer is, he's going to choose the Tzfonis Mizrachis. Okay, that's called the Tzfonis Mizrachis. And then he goes on to say that somehow this Nesina on the Dromis, the Tzfonis Mizrachis, is going to spread out in both directions. So that's going to cover... that's going to cover this direction here and this direction here. And then from there, he goes diagonally across the Mizbeah. So I'm hoping he's going to tell me that it's Dorom Myrov. Let's see if I got that right. Yeah, bingo. Myrov is Dromus. I got that right.
I thought we said he's okay. Not going up the Mizbeah. He'd have to walk around.
Correct. He's going to have to walk around the Mizbeah. You know, there are no.
You mean the raft, the cage?
He can't take a helicopter. He's going to have to walk.
Yeah, she's not going to she has a knee.
I mean, maybe he has roller skates. Yeah, I don't know if he has to walk, but yeah.
He walks on the Yisod.
I don't think he's going to walk on the Yisod. I'll tell you why, because he's doing this on the lower half of the Mizbeah. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm just going to tell you my intuition.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Now, there are other dinim in Ola about Hefshed V'nituach. That's for a futuristic time. So we're going to focus now on the words of the Mishnah that say Doma Toun Shtei Matonos Shehein Arba.
Represent the Kevish brings him up to the Gaga Mizbeach?
No, not necessarily.
Or to the
it's going to bring him up to the yeah
to the Sobret.
Yeah,
and from there, how does one get to the Gaga Mizbeach?
He jumps off at the Sovev if he's doing well again on the two Rablozer Reb Shimon versus Rebbe. You know, if he's doing Chatas according to Rebbe, he's going to jump off at the Sovev. If he's doing Chatas according to Rablozer Reb Shimon, then he continues up to Kevish.
But
until he gets to the Gaga Mizbeach,
does the Kevish actually? It has access.
There's
to
a
this.
Little bit of a gap.
So
that, that's the whole sugya called Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach Dami. If you follow me.
So he can access both the Sovev and he can access the Gag from the Kevish.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Right. There's actually something also called the Kevish Katan.
Uh-huh.
But now we're talking about the Kohen who's firmly grounded on the Ritzvas HaZorah and he's walking around the Mizbeach and basically he's going from here to here, if you follow. Alright, so now Hechi Ovid, the Gemara wants to know exactly how does the Kohen perform this Avodah Ozrikas Dam HaOla, which is called Shtei Matonos Shehein Arba. Omar Rav. So here we have Machlok Shin Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, No sein, I'm going to read to you the Hebrew here. No sein es adam min akli bizrika al hamizbeach. Now again, zrika here again is in contrast to the chatas, because chatas, remember, we said was matan etzba. And we even went as far as to say that matan etzba means that after he dips his forefinger in the dam, he actually touches the mizbeach. He comes in absolute contact with the mizbeach. Here we're talking about zrika sadam, which means that the kohen is standing at a distance from the mizbeach. Now, at this point, according to Rav, he's throwing the dam onto a certain side of the Mizbeach, one of the Kronos. Again, when I say Kronos, obviously I'm not talking about the Keren Mamish, Gufa Shel Keren, because we're talking about a Karban Ola here. But we're talking about the bottom part of the Mizbeach at a certain corner of the four corners of the Mizbeach. So he's done one Zrik on one Keren. Then V'chozer V'nosein. Then he goes diagonally to the other Keren, by foot. Again, I don't think he has roller skates. And he does a Zrika on the other Keren. And basically what he has is two Zrikos. And this is considered four Ruchos. And that's why the Mishnah calls it Shtei Matonos Shehein Achas. I'm sorry, Shehein Arba. Because he's basically hitting all four Ruchos of the Mizbeach. That's according to Rav.
When he does a Zrika, he is supposed to hit both sides.
Correct. The reason for that is because
that's obvious. You have to put blood on a zavit.
Exactly. Perfect. Because you can't throw dam and expect it to land on the zavit and only on the zavit. That you can do with a matan etzba, but you can't do it with a zrikas dam. So therefore, he's going to be covering two ruchos with one zrika, and then he's going to go around the mizbeach to the diagonally opposite Keren. Again, he's not the Keren on the Mizbeach, but I mean to say on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, Kedegat Keren, and again he's doing a second Zrika, he's covering another two Ruchos. So again, if we want to look at it here, so if we assume that the first Zrika is going to be here, which I call the Tzfonis Mizrachis, right? If you have that diagram. So then he's going to hit now two Ruchos. Which Ruchos is he going to hit? He's got the Mizrach and the Tzofon, correct? Now he goes diagonally to this Keren, walking around again. And he's going to throw it on the Maravis Dromis, and now he's going to hit Marav and Dorum. So he's covered all four Ruchos. So far so good, that's Rav. But Shmuel has a different view. Shmuel Omar Matona Achas Kimin Gama Nosen. So let me read to you the English translation here, and then we'll get back to the Hebrew. Shmuel says that at each corner, the Kohen makes an application in the form of the Greek letter Gamma. A Gamma, he says, is the third letter of the Greek alphabet, and is the form of a right angle akin to a Chaf Sofit, a final Chaf, which presumably comes to a right angle. Similarly, the stream of thrown blood divides at right angles when it reaches the corner of the Mizbeach and falls on the walls of both sides of it. Thus, there were only two applications, but they were the equivalent of four, since the blood ended up on all four walls. Now, how is that different than Rav? Rav says, Nosein v'chozer v'nosein. At each corner, the Kohen applies the blood to the wall along one side of the corner. Then he applies the blood again to the wall on the other side of the corner. In other words, according to Rav, there were actually four Zrikos. So what we said before is really more appropriate to Shmuel than to Rav. So let's go over again. Amar Rav, Nosein v'chozer v'nosein. So again, I think he's now, let's see if this bears me out. You know, if truth will be on my side, I don't know. He's now on the Tzfonis Mizrachis, correct? So he's doing two Nesinos over here on this one corner, according to Rav. Why? Because no sin is sedam and a klib is rikal mizbeach beruach zu shall I keren, but v'chozev and no sin and adam b'tzido hasheni shall also keren. That's already two. So he's standing in the same place and he's doing two zrikos, according to Rav. The tzvonis mizrachis. Just that one zrik he does on the tzafon side, and the other zrik he does towards the mizrach side. Then he walks around the Mizbech and he does another two Zrikos at the Maravis Dromis. That's going to Rav. So how many Nesinos does he do? Four Nesinos. Not so going to Shmuel. Shmuel says that if he throws the Dam at that angle, like you said before, Shmuel, then it's going to spread to both sides of the corner, of that 90 degree angle. Here's where the Gamma comes in, right? The Gamma represents this 90 degree angle.
You know why they just didn't say upside down resh? It would have been easier to follow.
Well, let me ask you a different question. Forget about upside down. Why couldn't they just say a resh? A resh has a 90 degree angle. Well, why do they need the longer chaf? You know what I'm saying?
I think they all spoke Greek. Because also I think
assuming they knew what a resh looked like.
The pais and the kupot had Greek letters on them, like.
Right, but they didn't know what a resh looked like.
No, but yeah, really.
Well, it depends. What script?
That's what I'm saying.
What script were they using?
Yeah,
right. Using an Assyrian script. I mean, what script were they using?
Okay, but again, Rabbi said what I'd like to focus my attention on, because here's where everything has to fit into place.
Yeah.
What is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? And let me just say the following: that first and foremost, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is how many zrikas are you doing? Mm-hmm. According to Rav, you're doing four zrikos. According to Shmuel, you're only doing two zrikos.
Two with Rav has in his favor, shtayim shehem arba.
Correct. The language seems to support Shmuel. Am I right?
No, Rav.
No, because according to Rav, it's really four. It's not shtayim shehem arba.
No, but the Mishnah said shtayim shehem arba, right?
Right, that doesn't sound like Rav at all.
Why? It sounds like Rav.
No, because Rav is requiring four zrikos.
Yeah.
So don't call it shtayim shehein arba. Shmuel is very good, because Shmuel is saying you only have two zrikos, but it's considered four because the dam itself will be mispashet. But as far as the Kohen is concerned, he's only doing two zrikos.
I was thinking of the opposite
side. I don't know how Rav is going to interpret that.
I have an impression from Rav that you don't put down the kli in the middle. You go,
why not? Is that really
because
so? No, but I'm asking, is there some din that I'm not aware of that you can't put the kli down on the... I mean, again, you have to worry about the dam coagulating, you know, that's a different problem. You need a mamaris, but I don't know if there's any iser putting it down, you know, if he keeps mixing it around.
No, but I don't know. It just seemed to be somehow mushroom. You're Chozer and I'll take. Because it's
so, Rabbi Mosai, what I suggest, if you don't mind, again, because we really don't know what's going on yet. You know, I'm very bad at answering questions and comments when I don't know what's going on. Let's just see if we can at least get a picture of what's going on. Okay, Kitanoi. And I think this is going to shed a light on what's going on in Rav and Shmuel, because the Gemara now identifies the machlokas Rav and Shmuel with a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and the Tanakama. So let's see this machlokas. And the Gemara now quotes a brisa. Now this brisa is going to analyze a posuk in Vayikra Aleph, Perek Hey, in the context of Karban Ola. And it says over there, Ve'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es-hadam v'zarku es-hadam al mizbeach saviv. Okay, everything depends on how we interpret this word saviv. And then at the end of the pasuk says, Asher Pesach Oel Moed. So now the Brisa plays a sort of a logical game with us, sort of a thinking game, which is called Yachal. Yachal means, what would I have thought if the Torah had omitted that one single word saviv? Yochel, I would think, she's rekenu zrika achas bilvat. Right, the Torah says v'zarku es adam. It doesn't say how many zrikas you need, and therefore one zrika would be sufficient. And he points out in the footnote here that kol mokum shelo is parish ribui. Whenever the Torah omits a ribui, meaning telling you that you need a number of the actions, lekavas rikos, is mashmosol shizrika achas. Okay, so you're innocent until proven guilty. The assumption is all you need is one zrika. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, I was beach saviv. Saviv means the dam has to go all the way around the mizbeach. As if to say that there's no point on the mizbeach that doesn't have dam on it. Now let me ask you the following question. If you want to get dam on every single point on the Mizbeach, which would be a better method? Tvilas Etzba or Zrikas Hadam?
Which is more precise or more...
Well, in other words, you know, if you want to move the dam around so that there's an unbroken line of dam around the Mizbeach, can you do that with Zrika? I mean, theoretically, I guess you could if you kept doing a Zrika, Zrika, Zrika as you walk around the Mizbeach, but it's going to be a bit of a hassle, I think.
Seems the Etzba is better.
Yeah, because if you haven't seen this Etzba, which you haven't in the case of Chat, it's not in the case of Ola, then you could simply move your finger around the Mizbeach.
I think it depends on the talent of the particular coin. If he's very good at, I don't know, like aiming, he can make a very long, thin zrika.
Again, but if you're talking about wrapping it around the mizbeach, I don't think it's physically possible without doing multiple zrikos. You just have to do one zrika after the other zrika until you make sure that every spot is around. So that's what the Brisa wants to know, that when it says saviv, e saviv, if you take the pasuk literally, then yochel yakifenu kichut. But he's got a. So he adds here. You have it, right? Do you see after the word saviv, he adds four words? Velo haya nemar vizarko. So it's very, really fascinating. The Brisa is telling me, what do I derive from two words, vizarko and saviv? And in order to pedagogically achieve its goal, the Brisa is going to say, number one, what if we didn't have the word saviv, and number two, what if we didn't have the word vizarko? So each one of these two words is going to teach me something. So let's go step by step. If it didn't have the word saviv, then all I need is one zrika. How much of the mizbeach is going to receive the dam? Just that one place on the mizbeach. Whether it's 1 inch, 2 inches, 5 inches, I don't know how long it is, but that's one fraction of the mizbeach. So for that I need saviv to tell me that I need that every single part of the mizbeach is covered with dam. Okay, now the Gemara wants to say, so what do I learn from Vizarko? Because again, Vizarko is mashma one zrika. So how do I get with one zrika a saviv all the way around? So Gemara says, e saviv, if I didn't have the word Vizarko, is yachal yakifenu kichut. Now look at what he says here. Yitein es adam al mizbeach be'etzba'o. What does that remind us, Rabbi Osai, of which carbon? Al chatos. Meaning, even though the Torah doesn't specify in the case of an ola that you require matan etzba, but the Bryce is saying that there's no reason to exclude matan etzba. And if I only had the word saviv, then the most efficient way of achieving saviv would be not a zrika, but rather what? A matan etzba. Bechol hakeifo shel mizbeach lo hefsek. Lo hefsek means there should be no dry spot, bloodless spot on the mizbeach. The mizbeach has to be covered completely with dam all the way around. Tamid lomar vizarko. Now we have a stira here. We have a contradiction. Because how are you going to achieve vizarko, which sounds like one zrika, and at the same time you're going to get it saviv? Again, maybe there is such a person. I don't even know Alpi physics if it's possible, because again, you're talking about a square and the mizbeach is a square. So how can you throw it in one spot and have it cover every single spot around the mizbeach?
Is there a limit to how many zrikot you can do?
Oh, so that's this article here, the Nefesh Tova, that we want to do today. That maybe, That maybe the zarko means keep doing multiple zrikos until you finally. But the Brisa doesn't have that.
Can I have my Brisa?
Can you give me just one more second? I just want to get the price. Ha Ketzad, so how do I reconcile these two requirements? Number one, it's got to be saviv, but on the other hand, it's got to be a zrika. Zrika means it's not a matan etzba, as we said before. So the price says, kimin gama, shtei matonos shehen arba. Whose shita does that reflect? In the machlok shin rav and Shmuel? Shmuel. It's Mamish explicitly Shmuel. Now again, it's a little bit tricky here because we started with assuming that there's only one Zrika. Nobody holds there's only one Zrika. Not Rav, not Shmuel. Rav requires four Zrikos. Shmuel requires two Zrikos. So I guess what's happening here is that in this, you know, in this juggling act between Vizarko and Saviv, what we end up is with a Zrika and then one other Zrika. One Zrika that's going to get half of the Saviv, and the other Zrika diagonally on the other like it's going to get the other Saviv. And we end up with two Zrikas and one Saviv.
This is a behemoth, this Korban, right? So theoretically, there's a relatively large amount of dam. So I had the thought that it's not that difficult to get to both sides. Let's say maybe they need a
but how many Zrikas? Well, are you asking Ben's question about multiple Zrikos? Or you're assuming there are only two Zrikos like Shmuel?
I have the feeling
you have a choice here between Ben and Shmuel, and I thought you would choose Shmuel.
I think both opinions want it to be counted as one Zrika on each carat. The question is, what do you actually do it? So I have the feeling, particularly according to Shmuel, if there's a large Mazrik and you can go back and forth, maybe according to Rav also, that you move with two movements, right? That, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. Because again, when you move the Mizrak, only one point on the Mizbeach is going to be hit. You can move a little bit to your left and do another Zrika and another point of that. And you could do that multiple times, but with one Zrika, you can't hit more than one spot. Again, that spot might be 5 inches or more.
There's a lot of blood in the Mazrik. talented Kohen, evidently,
but again,
could keep spritzing for a long distance as he's pouring it out. So
no, I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do
back
that.
And forth.
I don't think you can do that.
We're having a problem with the physics here.
Yeah, I don't think you could possibly do that. Again, maybe if you created some sort of a hose.
I was going to say, if we're modern, it would be a hose.
Yeah, if it was a hose, maybe you could do something like that. But even so, I would think that at some point the hose would have to, you know, would sort of have to replenish its supply of dam, and that would make it another zrika, you know.
Well, blood can be a little bit thick, so that might have helped the Kohen.
Right.
But
so again, at this point in the Braisa, so again, we're almost at the finish line here.
All according to all opinions, there are four subsections to this. There are four zrikot, Shtayin Arba.
No, Shtayin Shein Arba means the opposite, that there are only Shtay zrikos.
Okay.
The word Shein Arba means they are considered like it was saviv, as if there were four, meaning as if you covered the entire mizbeach. But again, shehein arba means they're like arba, but there's only two matanos, and that's true in our Mishnah, and that's true in the Braisa according to the Tanakhama, and that's exactly Shmuel's sheet. Now, how do you get shtayim, only two matanos, and you cover the entire mizbeach? And the answer is the Torah is machshavit that since you cover, you know, with one matana, you're able to get two sides of the mizbeach. It's as if the dam was saviv. At the end of the day, it's not saviv.
So, according to no opinions, are you actually getting every single point on the mizbeach?
Absolutely, right? Nobody would say
just
that.
Just some right. On each side.
Again, if we only had the word saviv and the Torah hadn't said vizarko,
right, that would be you're right. To go all the way around.
So what do we do now with Rav? Rav has four matanos. So the in order to answer that question, we have to see the second half of this braisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nemar Kan Saviv, Nemar Lahalon Saviv. So we want to know what the word Saviv means, meaning up until this point, the word Saviv means that the entire Mizbeach has to be covered, every spot, with dam, and that was a steerer to the word vizarko. Now we're coming up with a whole new interpretation of what saviv means. Why? Because with regard to ola, and that's how we began our discussion, that the Torah says vehekrivu bnei Aaron hakohenim sadam vizarko sadam mizbeach saviv. That's one saviv, and that's in carbon ola. V'nemar lahalon. So that was at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Now we're fast-forwarding 8 chapters of Perek Ches. This is called the Miluim. You remember during those days in which they dedicated the base, the Mishkan, those who called the Yemei Miluim, and on every day they had a whole series of Karbonos. Now we're talking about the Karbon Chatas Miluim. So let me read to you the pasuk. It says, Vayishchot Vayikach Moshe Sadom. Right, Moshe during those miluim was the Kohen Gadol. Vayitein al karnos hamizbeach saviv. Now again, when it says karnos hamizbeach in the case of a chatos, at least according to Rav Lozman Reb Shimon, what does that mean?
Karnos has to be at least two, but it could be.
No, I'm asking, what does the word karen mean? It should translate the word karen according to Rav Lozman Reb Shimon that we discussed at great length this week. Gufa shel karen.
As opposed to
as opposed to the Kira Mizbeach. In other words, like you said before, you know, you're climbing onto the Gaga Mizbeach and you're placing the dam somewhere on the Keren, those four crowns that, you know, stick out on the four corners, right? And now it says Saviv. Now, could the word Saviv in the case of Chatos possibly mean an unbroken line of dam around the entire Mizbeach? It's impossible, because what is the word... What is the nature of the Zrika and the Chatas? It's on the Kronos, right? There are four Kronos.
You can't do that in one...
No. Ben, you're missing my point. I'm not asking how many times... We're not up to the question how many times. You're going to need... In the case of Chatas, you need four Zrikos, right? Matanar. But that's not my point. My only point is, versus Taich, how do you translate the word Sovi? There's no way, no how, that you can translate the word saviv in the case of chatos to mean an unbroken chain of dam all the way around the mizbeach, because where are you putting the dam?
You putting it on
only on the Kronos.
Only on the Kronos, correct? So you can't tell me it's all the way around the Mizbeah. So we're going to have to come up with a whole new interpretation of the word Saviv, and then we're going to use that interpretation in Vayikra Ches in the context of Chatos Miluim and go back to the word Saviv at the beginning of Vayikra in the case of Ola. Okay then? So again, keep in mind, we're in Roman numeral number 2 now. This is Rabbi Shmuel. In Roman numeral number 1, the Tanakama, the word Saviv means all the way around the Mizbeach. And if it means all the way around the Mizbeach, how do we reconcile that with Zrika? And the answer is we're going to have to do two Zrikos on each Keren so that some of the Dam is put on this side, on this wall, on this... what's the word? This... side of the Mizbeach from not a high tower. No, I mean to say, what do you call it? Another word for side. I need a synonym, a theosaurus. Give me a theosaurus. On this face of the Mizbeach and on this face of the Mizbeach, that's two Zrikos. That's the way Rav understood it. The way Shmuel understood it is that you can do with one Zrika both faces, right? Both facades, both sides, by allowing the Dam to be mispashe. But again, we want to make sure that there's dam on each one of the four faces of the Mizbeah. But now, we're going to come up with a whole new interpretation of the word Saviv. And he says the following, Mala halon pisuk v'arva matonos. What does the word pisuk mean?
Like stopping? Or
Correct, an interruption. Right, like a hefsek. Have you ever heard the word hefsek? Hefsek means peace. So now we have distinct, we'll call it distinct zrikos. So in the case of chatos, how many distinct zrikos do we have? Four, correct? On the four cardinals of Mizbeah. Afkan, here too in the case of Korban Ola, pisuk v'arba matonos. He's going to have four matanos. Who does that reflect? Give you a choice, either Rav or Shmuel.
Rav.
Very good, it's Rav. Because Rav is the one who says that you have four matanos. So it's not the way Shmuel has it, and that reflects the Tanakhama, that there's shtei matanos that are calculated or considered as four, because you have two different matanos on the Tzidei Azovis, and that covers both directions, but rather we're going now with Rabbi Shmuel, who reflects the Shita of Rav, that we require four matanos, one maton on each side of the Mizbeah. You begin to see how Rav is closing the gap, if you will, between Ola and Chatas, a great similarity here between Ola and Chatas. In both cases, the Dam is being given with four separate distinct matanos. In the case of Chatos, those four matanos are on the upper half of the Mizbeach, or perhaps even on Gufa Shel Keren, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. In the case of an Ola, the matanos, the four matanos, are on the Mata, on the lower half of the Mizbeach. And that's going to be the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So before we see the Nefesh Tova, if you could open up to the Nefesh Tova, that's number Mem Tes on page Tov Pei Ches. I just want to see.
Tov Pei Ches. Yeah, we can share. Sharing is caring, Shmuel.
Wait a second. One more page. That's the last
case. Can you
approve? I just want to apologize. I see that there are two lines in the Gemara that we didn't finish, so I apologize. So the Gemara asks a question on Rabbi Shmuel. The Brice itself raises Imala Halon. If you're going with this equation between Chatos Miluim and Karban Ola, is Arba Matonos al Arba Kronos? Is Afkan Arba Matonos al Arba Kronos? Maybe we should require Kronos. So he says no. Amarta Ola to Una Yisod. Okay, this is Sugi back on Daphnun Aleph. Now the word Yisod here usually is associated with Shvita Shirayim. But we're talking now about Zrikas Adam, and the Gemara establishes that you need, in the case of an Ola, Zrikas Adam Kineged HaYisod. The Karen Mizrach is Dromis Lo Hoya Lo Yisod. So if the coin, let's say, turns towards the right, coming from the southern side, he's not going to find a Yisod at that corner. That corner didn't have a Yisod. That has to do with Shevet Binyamin, which we're not up to yet. So therefore, by definition, you can, there's no way that you can define, you could require four matanos on four chronos. So the Dhamma, the Ola, cannot be applied on all four corners, because one of those corners is Mizrach Estromus that doesn't have the Yisod. And therefore, the Gzeir Shava only teaches us that the Dhamma Ola has to be applied with four Zrikos, but not on the four chronos. Because again, there's no way you could do all four chronos, because in Ola there's a requirement of Keneged HaYisod. It's very interesting, because what's going to happen is that on this side, right, on this side called Mizrachis Dromis, there's no Yisod at the corner, correct?
The coin went from like the beginning to the end of the Yisod.
Again, I'm just saying the following. I'm making a very very small point, not, but for me it's a big point just to understand. There is Yisod on Durham, there is Yisod on Mizrach. Don't misunderstand. There's no Yisod at the corner when Mizrach and Durham meet each other. Now, why do I point that out to you? Because we're going to require, according to Rav, four matanos in the case of Ola. And two of those matanos are going to be at this point where the Tzofa meets the Mizrach. But don't misunderstand. Don't make the mistake that the Mizrach didn't have a Yisod. The Mizrach had a Yisod, but it didn't have a Yisod at the point when it met up with the Dharam. Or alternatively, let's say according to Rav, he walks around the Mizbeach to do the second set of two Zrikos, meaning Zrikos number 3 and number 4. So he gets to the Myra of Dharam. Don't mistakenly think that in the Dharam there's no Yisod. There is Yisod over there. It's just that there's no Yisod. That Yisod on the Dharam side doesn't go all the way down till it hits the Mizrach. Or alternatively, you know, if you're talking about the Mizrach coming from the Tzofon towards the Dharam, don't think that the Mizrach Yisod goes all the way to the Dharam. So there's a small part in two directions where there's no Yisod. But the basic face or wing, oh, I like that word, wing, you know, has a Yisod. Okay. Now we're going to take a look at the Nefesh Tov. He has two kashas here from his Rebbe, the Rav Beryl Soloveitchik. So basically we want to turn to page Tov Pei Tes. Do you have a line? Let's see, if we count down from the top of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, you see the word Hagrid.
Mm-hmm.
Hiksha Hagrid. Amai eino yochol lizrog, v'lachzor v'lizrog, ad sheyakiv es kol achut. I think, Ben, that was your question, no? In other words, why does the Gemara exclude the literal translation of the word saviv, which means that every single point around the Mizbeach, Lomata in the case of Ola, right? Every single point has to be covered with Dam. So you say, but it says Vizarko, and there's no way that you can pull this off. So he says, why not just do multiple Zrikos? It doesn't say, you know, the Torah doesn't tell you exactly how many Zrikos you need to do. There's no number mentioned by the Torah. So why don't you just do one Zrik after the other? And as Shmuel said before, there's an ample volume of dam here for the behemoth in the Mizrach, until you finally cover an entire summit. The Tirets. The Midach Siv Saviv, Vayamashma, the Bizrika Achas Makiv Kol Hachut, Velo Bekama Zrikos. So he says that the word Saviv is a further adjective describing the Zrika, correct? Again, I'll read the Pasuk one more time. It's always kedai to see the Pasuk. Right, it says Hikrivu b'nei Aaron HaKohen v'zarku es hadam al esmeach saviv. So if you want to achieve saviv, it's through v'zarko. And v'zarko means one Zrika. So how can you have one Zrika that's makif the entire Mizbeach Saviv? V'zei efshar. Again, you could argue with him in the physics of it.
You have a watering can apparatus and just hold
okay.
it high and keep
okay, filling. let's leave that for later. Let's just again, my boss, I just want to clear my head on what's going on over here. We have a stira here between Vizarko and Saviv, because Saviv is mashma that he covers the entire Mizbeach. That would make sense in the case of Matan Domi of Tvilas Etzba, if you remember, where he could take his finger all the way around the Mizbeach with the Dam and apply the Dam. But in the case of Zrika, the Torah says Vizarko. Now he's adding another element. And he's saying that Vizarko means that you've got to cover the entire Mizbeach with one Zrika, Zei Efshar. V'tzorech lomer lefi zeh she'im haya makif bi etzba u'b'negiyah al p'nei kol achut haya din kol masa akofa k'nesina achas v'zeh k'mo sh'nizbar li el she'bechatas noseg matona rucha u'meshucha al kol akerem v'choshev matona achas.
That was, he's quoting Rashi. Yes,
correct, that was the Rashi in Yuma that says that you got to go up and down the chudo shel mizbeach. So he's saying that if you take with your finger and you continuously drag the blood, that's called one matana. And in the Havamina here, if you would apply the same thing to Saviv, then with one matan domim, one right again, because according to the Brisker Rav, our pasuk implies that you have one Zrika, not more than one Zrika. How do you achieve Saviv with one Zrika? The answer is going to be with Mata and Etzba. But again, in the case of Ola, the Torah doesn't say Mata and Etzba, the Torah says Vizarko. And that's where the Gemara comes, that's where the Brisa comes up with this solution, that if you get the Dam onto a certain direction, on a certain facade of the Mizbeach, then that's considered Saviv. So that's as far as question number one. Now we get to question number two. Heich salke daitach l'Rabbi Yishmael debi ola be'inan arba matonos al arba kronos, right? The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yishmael and the Brisa as having a havamina that just like, because we have this gezeirah shava saviv saviv between chatos and ola, that just like the Gemara says, that maybe you'll think that just like in the case of chatos you have chronos, right? You require chronos. So let's require chronos in the case of an ola. See, I'm not sure what he's going to ask, but if I can just kind of anticipate it, maybe I'll get it right. It's a chance. Maybe he's going to ask the following question, that in the case of ola, we know that the dam is lamata. There's no way that the chronos could be lamata. Let's see what he asks. Hey, Salkadai Tila Rabbi Yishmael Deba Ola Be'inan Arba Matonos Al Arba Kronos. Oh! I didn't cheat. Vare Mokom Ola Hula Mato Min Achut Ki Didarshina Li'el Daf Yudom Et Beis Nemar Bechatos Osa Osa Didoma Lamalo V'ein Acheres. No, it's all other Korbanos with the exception of Chatos. Again, you have to think about Ola in the case of an oaf, that I don't know. But anyway, in all other Zvachim, let's say Behemoth, except for Chatos, they all require Dam Lamata. Only Chatos requires Dam Lamala. Ulamata min achut ain't shom Kronos. Now I'm thinking out loud, maybe what the Gemara has in mind is the Chuda Shel Keren. Yeah, but the Chuda Shel Keren itself goes only up till the Chuta Sikra, not below. So that's not going to be a good answer to this question. B'tzarech lomar t'ho desal kadaik t'b'inan sh'iten al kronos ein zemidin kronos el sal kadaik t'tzarech liten dafka al zavis ha'mizbeach. So he wants to cross out the word chronos here in the Brisa and substitute the word Zalus.
Well, that goes back to what we said, the side, each side.
Right, each corner.
Yeah. Ah, why is that a better pshat? Because it includes or is connected and similar to the fact that the Zrika is supposed to be Saviv and Karnot. So now they'll be overlapping. You said Karnot means faces and sides, then it'll go vis-a-vis. The so Rosh Hashanah are like beginning to fit together. First we said Zavit doesn't mean all the way around, and then we said Zavit could mean sides. So then a sum on each side would be the conclusion.
See, this is only good according to Rav and Rabbi Shmuel before him. If you go with Shmuel, then Eino Chinami, it's going to be on the Zos, no? How does Shmuel get this Gamma? And this Dama in both directions? Isn't it going to be on the Zos? Right? Because Shmuel requires only two Zrikos, right?
I understand.
So on each court, he's doing one Zrika.
Three dimensional. Down on one side, up on the other. But
I'm asking, where is he actually throwing the Dama according to Shmuel?
I'm saying, isn't that the
Isn't it at the corner? Because again, what's Shmuel's goal? What Shmuel wants to get one Zrika that'll go in two directions. That'll cover both the, you know, let's say the east and the east and the north, right? So how does he do that? I assume he's got to throw the Dama on the corner, and some of it is going to splash this way and some that way. That makes sense. But he's going now, I think, according to Rav, and Rav has a Zrika on this side and a Zrika on that side. So the And Rabbi Shmuel before him. So Rabbi Shmuel raises the following question. Well, how do you know it doesn't mean Saviv the entire respect? The answer is because of the Gzeres Shava to Chatas HaMilur. Let's take that Gzeres Shava one step further, derived from Chatas HaMilur that you need Kronos. So he says, what do you mean Kronos? Kronos is ridiculous, ludicrous in the case of an Ola. So the answer is that the word Kronos here means Zavios. And that, according to Rabbi Shmuel Rav, is antithetical. That's a mistake, because Rav is requiring one Zrika on this side and one Zrika on that side. He's not requiring Zavos.
I mean,
Shmuel would require Zavos, I think.
It's doche to make such a... what is the source for saying those words can be interchangeable?
Well, that we had a long discussion about, right? Let's go according to Rebbe. Rebbe disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. He rejects, in the case of Chatos, Gufa Shel Keren. Instead, he dips down into the top part of the Mizbeach, correct? Now, on the top part of the Mizbeach, with all due respect, that's not called Keren, yet the Torah requires Keren. So the Gemara suggests two Shitas. We don't know who holds what. I think it was Reish Lakish or Yochanan, whoever it was over there, right? And one Shita has it that is Chuda Shel Keren, which means that we're reinterpreting the word Keren to mean angle or corner.
Point.
The other Smanyoma said it's Amal Lakan, which means that there's a Reshet, or a Reshut, excuse me, not a Reshet, a Reshut of the Keren. So if it's a Reshut of the Keren, you're not talking about the corner. But according to one Manyoma, it's Chuda Shel Keren. And the Chuda Shel Keren goes from the top of the Mizbeach all the way down to the Chuta Sikra. So we already have a precedent that the word Keren, even on a biblical use of the word Keren, might mean Zavos. Now we're talking not about a biblical use, we're talking about a Tanaic use, meaning in the Brisa, when the Brisa employs the word Keren, it can't be taken literally, says Ribeiro, because that's ridiculous. You know, to say talk about Keren in the case of an Ola, which is Lamata, is antithetical. Your only possibility is to say that the word Keren, as it's used by the Brisa, means Zot. And we have a precedent to that in the Torah itself, because according to one day in Rebbe, when the Torah requires Nesinas Dam in Chatos, on Kronos, what the Torah really means is on the corners of the Mizbeach, Chudash al Mizbeach, which is a Zot. Are you happy with that? You look a little bit inhibited here.
I'm trying to digest it, so to speak.
But again, this is what you did you ever hear the phrase Michomer Akusha? That's a phrase that we use. Sometimes when you come up with an answer to a problem, and you might not be so comfortable with the answer, so you say, you add the words Michomer Akusha, meaning the question is so blatant and so pressing, I don't have a better answer. I don't know, you want to come up with a better answer. But what does it mean Yochel? Again, let's read the Brisa. It says Yochel Mala Halon. Where is it? I'm sorry. Mala Halon. Oh, here it is. Malahalon al arba kronos is afkan al arba kronos. How is that possible? I think he says this. Look at that. If you look at the siftin of a chaf hay, can you find that chaf hay? He's quoting Rav Steinemann, and I think he says the same part. You can read it in your leisure time. I want to see if we can get something from the Chofetz Chaim now. Kosav bilikute halachos nira pashu di aflam and svirale kavichata sheyochel litein ama elech mi ama elech. Okay, that's one shita in Rav. Excuse me, in Rebbe. Moda hocha to be inan litain mamish al hazovis. Hocha means in the case of an ola. To hasim we din keren. For kol shetaksa keren, choshev, I would add the word rishus keren. Aval hocha, no sein lamato min achut. Vi ein lamokum ze shem kronos. That's 1000% correct. You can't sneeze. I mean, that's for sure. El Hashem is Berstam. Uma Devin Litein Al Zovis. What is he talking about here? Zovis. He's talking according to Shmuel, or he's talking to Havamina here in Rav. I don't know. Hu Kidei Shetehei Matana Al Shtei Ruchos. Yeah, I think this is Shmuel. V'im Kain Beinon Dafka Al Hazovis. L'chor tzarchin ma'chidesh t'pshita d'yisod hadinu nesin al shtei ruchos l'zebi'in and zavis. Okay. I wouldn't die from this question. He's saying, why the Chofetz Chaim feel so compelled to come up with this bombastic chidesh? It's pashut. There's no other way of learning it. V'yesh lachor begeder matnos shtayim shein arba. Ooh, can I try to guess what he's going to say?
Sure.
What is matnos shtayim shein arba? Does it mean that the halacha considers that if you did four matnos, or the halacha is saying these two matnos are sufficient? Let's see if he says it. E gidron kishtei matnos o ke'arba matnos. I mean, that was poshut. I mean, I knew this chakir was coming down the line at some point. V'hine, kosev l'kutei halachos, da'afil l'shmuel, im nosan v'chazar v'nosan, shaper domi. Oh, one second, let me think about this. What would be, according to Shmuel, if you did it the way Rav prescribed it? So on the one hand, you might say, you know, call up my sifal over the shamayim. Shmuel was only trying to make it easier for us and reduce it to two matanos. But if you decided to do four matanos, it's matov matanoyim. Right? L'fum tzara agra. The more effort you put into a mitzvah, the more skar you'll get for the mitzvah. So Rav says, you know, nothing less than four matanos will do. Shmuel say, no, two matanos are enough. But if you did four matanos, is tamal lecha broch. So I want to make two comments here. Comment number one is that there's no such thing in kodshim of saying, well, I want to do more than what the Torah requires. Because as soon as you do more than... Like, for example, the Torah tells me to put four tzitzis on four corners of my bed. Ich bin a greiser tzaddik. So I'm going to make a fifth one. Right? Why not? You know, five is better than four. And then it goes endless.
Valtosin.
Exactly. It becomes valtosin. So if according to Shmuel, what the Torah meant here was bizarko, which is one zrika, but you have to do one zrika on each one of the chronos, ke'en gamma, so that you cover all four sides, then if you add another two zrikos, then you might be in violation of valtosin. But I want to go even a step further. maybe Shmuel would object to doing it the way Rav advocated for another reason. Because Shmuel holds that there is an equation to Chatos which requires Keren. Now, we're not going to require Keren literally, because we're on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, but we require Zavos. Now, according to Rav, we're not getting Zavos. Because according to Rav, we're going to do one Zrik on this side and one Zrik on this side. He doesn't have the gamma, the one Zrika that looks like a 90-degree angle. Let's see what he says. V'hine kosav b'lekutei halachas tafil l'shmuel im nosan v'chaz v'nosan shapir dami. Oh, v'eino over v'bal tosif. Why not? D'eino Zrika yisera Darek Siv Saviv. In other words, he's saying in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that Shmuel's holding there are two ways of accomplishing Saviv. There's the shortcut way, and then there's the long cut way. The long cut way is to do two Zrikas on each corner, totaling four Zrikos. That's Rav. Shmuel wants to offer you a shortcut. A shortcut means you can accomplish your goal with only two Zrikos, but basically that's just the shortcut. If you did it the long form, then you would have four Zrikos, so it can't be Baltosif. Do you follow the point? So I think he's going back to his Chakira. What's Shtayim Shein Arba? Is it Shtayim or is it really Arba? The Torah considers Shtayim as if it were Arba, and he's saying that really it's considered like Arba, right? It's considered like Arba, and therefore there's no Baltosif if he does Arba.
Isn't there a concept of
this is beautiful stuff?
Isn't there a concept of halal, like part of the day is considered like the whole day, rubo kakulo? So maybe like two is really like it's four.
Correct. In which case, there's no maltos if he does an actual four. It's kind of like, have you ever seen these diagrams where they have like dotted lines, and they, like for the children, where they have coloring books and stuff like that? So it's like, it's almost as if, according to Shmuel, you have this dotted line which goes on two sides of the Mizbeach, and you can achieve that in two different ways. You can actually take your coloring crayon, whatever you want to call it, and fill it in on each side. That's Rav. And Shmuel would say that's fine. Or what we're going to do is we're going to allow you to put the crayon in such a way that a little bit of the red color goes this way and a little of that, and we'll consider it as if you filled in that entire, all the dotted lines. So that's the way the Chofetz Chaim wants to interpret Shmuel. I don't know how he knows this. El desvila Shmuel de lishna de masnisin de tnan shtei matan shein arba mashma de sagi litein kemin gama ubazen nami miskayim din saviv ach beemes efshad the adif. Wow, the adif tfei. What does that mean? Lechalkon. Not sure what the word lechalkon means.
They used to divide up the Zrika into two.
Into parts. Two. But and make it two Zrikas.
In the Mishnah, Shtayim Shem Arba, according to Shmuel.
Right.
The Shehem Arba part means when you change the angle in your Kanin Gam, you continued doing the Zrika on a second part of the Mizbeach, on the other additional face.
Right.
So he's saying Shehem Arba means on two faces. And the Chafetz Chaim is saying the second part is better to separate it and actually do two separate Zrikot because it's Rav Shita. And
he's saying this in Shmuel. And even Shmuel agrees that that's the best way
to do it. Even according to Shmuel, because evidently Saviv means two separate Zrikot, and that's Shehem Arba. It's like a better shot in the Mishnah.
Right. But I'll tell you the truth. Intuitively, I'm not on board with it. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but I honestly don't believe that that's it. Basically, he's putting Shmuel into Rav's camp, but Shmuel wanted to understand what does the Mishnah mean by saying Shtayim Shein Arba, which sounds like all you need is two Zrikos. He says, we'll allow you to do a shortcut, but that's not really the way you should do it. I didn't get that impression from the sugya. He says, because of od, the efshar, the af im zorak bezdalid zovil sevizbeach, lo ovar bibal tosif. So now he's walking around to each one of the four corners, and he's doing his zrika on all the four corners. I mean, this is something that even Rav in his wildest dreams never thought of that. You know, Rav had four nesinos at two chronos, if you follow what I mean. Now we're saying, let him actually do the zrikos on all four corners. Now, wait a second. We're talking about an ola. Wait, an ola needs keneged ha-yisod. So I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about now, because when you get to the Mizrachis Dromus, there is no yisod.
Why? I think I understood it. It's like a chumrah. After he did the first zrika, he wants to like overemphasize that he's now on the second wall. So he goes to the next Karen. And then when he does to the next zrika, he does the first part of it. And then he wants to overemphasize that he's doing the next wall. And he also goes to the
next. I'm just wondering what happens when he gets to Karen Mizrachis Dromus. Maybe that's not a problem.
No, this is against the Gemara. Didn't the Gemara say that it has to be where there's a Yesod?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You need Keneged Yesod. So I'm not sure what he means when he says Arba Zovios HaMizbeach. I mean, am I meant to take that literally?
Maybe the whole length of the wall of the Mizbeach.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Anyway, the second one, he goes all the way to the end of the next thing and he gets to the next Keneged.
So again, Rabbi, so we have three different stages here, which all of which he says is acceptable according to Shmuel. You have the shortcut stage, where he's actually only doing, let's say if we take one corner, he's doing one zrika in that corner. Then we have the next stage, where in that corner, which is Rav's requirement, and Shmuel would certainly be happy with that, where he does, at that corner, he does two different zrikos. Now we have the third stage, where he goes around to all four corners, and he has his zrika on each one of the four corners. He says, "Ela dimnosan shtein shein arba gam kein yotza." You know, a knapper. You know, he's a big child. He did the shortcut. He was lazy, but we'll let him get away with it. That's a noob shot in Shmuel. Gam kein yotza yidei din sov kida afila mikro
v'zorka. I mean, when you read Rob, you think lachachila, not even lachachila b'deva, but you've got to do four. You don't think any lechachil and b'diavad. It's only in Shmuel that you think maybe it could be lechachil and b'diavad.
Well, I'm wondering out loud, maybe even according to Rav, if there's such a thing, the Chofetz Chaim is recognizing that you're actually putting the dam, you're doing Zorik the dam on all four corners. Maybe even according to Rav, that would be a lechachila, would be laudable. I don't know. The Kosav Kidmus Raya, you know, like a semi-raya he has, from a Mishnah on Daf Peyom and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hanitonim b'matan arba. Oh, this is Perakat HaRovitz, right? Shenis arvu b'matan achas. So what we have now is a mixture of dam chatas with dam ola. Oh, and the language of the Mishnah is matan achas. Hare dekari li ola ulishlom nitanim b'matan ar. Oh, I see. I made a mistake. He's saying that there was a mixture here of dam ola with dam shlom. Dam shlom is called matan achas. All you need in shlom is one matan. But he's calling ola by the name of Matan Arba. Now that phrase Matan Arba would have been appropriate for Chatos, but not for Ola. That's the Chofetz Chaim's Raya. Hare dekari li Ola l'shlom nitonim v'matan Arba. You know, it's this mixture of Ola and Shlom called Matan Arba. Dohot nan shom gam nitonim l'mal shesam. Ad kan dvar v'nira the svirle the bein l'rav v'bein l'shmul yisod din samiv u'mitain arba matonos u'kidemuchav mi lishna de masnisa l'kamon to kari le'matan arba v'lo nechleku. Oh, so what's the machlokas now between Rav and Shmuel? Ela iyochel l'kaima, can he in a fallback situation can he implement a shortcut al yidei shtei matonos shein arba? That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Omnam tzarich iyun dimkein al libe de Rav amai tnan v'domon ton shtei. Oh, this was our original question. What is shtei matonos shein arba, which we thought was Shmuel shita, reflecting the shortcut as we said, came in the yisod adinu arba matonos? So why doesn't it just say arba matonos? Yeah, but the answer is because the Mishnah wants to tell you that he doesn't have to do a matana on each one of the four chronos. Maybe that's what the Mishnah has in mind. V'chein tzarech lekaimon v'pisuk matanos. The Bishlam of Shmuel Ashmeina Diochel Kaim Mishtein Sinos Aval Rav Kasha. So he doesn't say what I wanted to say. Okay, Vehine Rashi Pirish Das Rav Din Nosein Vechozer Vinosein Zorik Minakli Vulomaz Beach Beruach Zu Shal Keren Vechay Beruach Shneel Shal Keren Vechay Bekeren She Kidnegdo Balachson Vitzorik Ir. I might be the lead thing Dafkala Keren. Rashi says Keren. Bishleim Shmuel also can kidei liten al shtei ruchos vasav l'rav to be inon pisuk matonos is a mai be inon Keren. I'm not sure, but I think he's asking the following: that according to Rav, I can stand anywhere and do the matono anywhere on this, let's say, on this ruach. See, I was envisioning, according to Rav, that his feet are planted, the Kohen's feet are planted in one spot, and he's doing two zrikos from that one spot. And that's what Rashi means by Keren. But he's assuming, no, that according to Rav, I can stand anywhere up and down the Ruach and do my zrika. And therefore, what's Shtei Matana Shein Arba?
Rabbi Bernstein? Isn't the question that if you, according to Rav, did Eilach Ve'Eilach, you did two matanot on each time, but they did not connect at the Keren, right?
Right.
So maybe Shmuel holds more of a type of a comparison and a Gezer Shava with Chataot,
right,
that Misaviv LaMizbeach also means Kronot on each side.
Right.
And Rav is more on the pure Mizbeach. Like if you just covered the entire wall and no Zaviyot, maybe you're Yotze.
Correct. So he's saying, therefore, what's Shtayim Shein Arba? According to Shmuel, Shtayim Shein Arba makes a lot of sense because you have to get it on the Keren, and the Keren came in Gama, the Dam is Mispashit here and here. According to Rav, you need a Zrik on each
side. Arba, maybe.
Yeah, so but not Shtayim. He says, "V'tzorchin amai be'ida liten dafkala keren." So, in other words, according to Rav, Rashi is interpreting Rav, and he's saying that you need keren according to Rav. Why is that so? Near the Rashi, koil shitoso, tisrile de matonos shel kol korbonos to unos keren. Well, I'm not familiar with this Rashi. We somehow missed this Rashi. Afanite matona achas. V'chein kosev a Rambam gabi b'chor u'masir pesos tzorch liten bi'echad mishol zovius hamizbeach. And it's got to be bezavis hamizbeach. With the low kashitas atos motion is barashov. V'hochi af hocha tzorch litneim al hakeren. I will have to stop here because it goes on and on.
Shkoyach.
All right, shkoyach, Rabbosai. So I guess we'll see each other in Elul.